welcome to the Good News Show. I'm your host, Terry Modica.
Hello again. As we continue the Good News Ministries course on how to hear the Holy Spirit, I'd like to go a little bit deeper into what I talked about in the last session. He tells us a lot through community. He has given us community, Christian community, Christian family, priests, spiritual directors, friends, to help us to discern his will, help us to know what he is telling us. But right now I'd like to address a danger that's in this. If we go to people and say, I'm wondering, is God telling me to do XYZ? Is God telling me to do this plan or that plan? They're going to try their best to supply an answer, and they may or may not be tuned into the Holy Spirit. We can ask them to pray about it first, but even then there's a danger because they might say something like this. Terry, I was praying for you the other day, and I felt the Holy Spirit giving me a message for you. Has anybody ever told you that? That they have a message from God for you? Don't trust that. It might be true, but don't trust it. Put it through a discernment filter first. And here's what that filter looks like. Ask yourself, does what this person told me sound already familiar to me? Because the Holy Spirit will always speak the answer to you first, and then someone else. If what the other person says does not sound like something the Holy Spirit has already told you, then just thank them, ask them to keep praying for you, tell them that you will take it to prayer, and leave it at that. Because what happens is we too easily are influenced by other people because they have audible voices. But the Holy Spirit's voice in us is quiet and found where we get peaceful within ourselves. It's a quiet voice that we can only hear when the world around us is quiet. And sometimes we ourselves are noisy, as in the Holy Spirit is telling us one thing, and we don't want to do it. We don't think it's good. We don't think it's right. It's not comfortable. It's not convenient. Or for whatever reason, we don't want to do it. So we dismiss it. And someone else comes along and says, I think the Holy Spirit is telling you to do what, in effect, we don't feel like doing. If, in fact, the Holy Spirit has been telling us that, even if we have been rejecting it, it will sound familiar. It will resonate within us. Let me tell you a story about that. I first learned about this at the very beginning of my life in the Holy Spirit. I wasn't even Catholic yet. I was a Protestant who was protesting. I was a Protestant. The idea of becoming Catholic. Now, I had already experienced the supernatural presence of Jesus in the Eucharist. I was already being drawn to the Catholic Church because of Jesus in the Eucharist. But old messages from the past told me that I should never become Catholic. And then one day, a friend from my prayer group called me up and said, Terry, God has given me a message for you. Now, the warning flags went off. Like, uh-oh, what's she going to tell me? Because she hesitated because she knew I wasn't going to like hearing it. But I told her to go ahead and tell me what it was. She said, Terry, I believe the Holy Spirit is trying to get through to you. It's time to choose where your roots grow. It's time to be rooted in the Catholic Church. And when she said it, it resonated within me. In my spirit, I knew I had heard that before, even though I hadn't consciously been aware that that was what the Holy Spirit was already telling me. Despite my Protestant stubbornness, I still recognized my spirit still recognized the Holy Spirit moving within me with that message. And then I responded to it in surrender and humility. So look for that sign. Is what is coming to you from others as a message from God or guidance from God resonating within you as something familiar, something that's already been spoken in your heart? If it has, trust it. If it has, it will be peaceful too. If it sounds familiar without that peace, it's because it's what you yourself want. If it's what the Holy Spirit wants, even if you're resisting it, it will come with a sense of peace and a certain amount of joy that helps make the surrendering easier, because that's how much God wants to help you. The Holy Spirit is your helper. And may his help today continue the adventure of growing in life in the Spirit.